Bibles with me, amen, and go to the book of Luke chapter 19. Thank you, worship team. Luke chapter 19, verse 28. This morning, I titled this message, Shouts. Somebody shouts. Amen, praise the Lord. As you turn there in Luke chapter 19, today is Palm Sunday, amen. The day that before Easter, week before Resurrection Sunday, we celebrate Palm Sunday, which commemorates or marks when Jesus entered Jerusalem, amen, for that final week, amen, of his life. Some people call it Passion Week, amen. And so it's always great, amen, to remember this week, amen, this week as we start Passion Week. We're getting ready to celebrate Easter. Many people call Easter. As Christians, we really kind of try to stay away from that word, but everybody knows that it's Easter. But we call it Resurrection Sunday, amen. Resurrection Sunday, because Christ resurrected, amen, on the first day, on that day, on Sunday, amen. So we're going to have a great time next Sunday morning. We pray that you invite people to come and see the drama that we're going to have, amen. It's going to be a powerful drama. He is not there, amen. And the drama team's working on it. It's going to be a great drama next week. And then also bring the kids, amen. The kids are going to have an Easter egg hunt, amen. And it's going to be a great, great Sunday, amen. Then also, amen, just to plug for the life flow, amen. It's going to, on the 28th, right, on the 28th, after the Sunday after Easter, amen, we're going to start the life flow. And it's for everybody, amen, it's for everybody. I know Irvin said it's for those that want to grow, amen, but it's for everybody. Everybody should want to grow, amen. Yes. And you know what that is, the life flow, and just in a nutshell, I look at it is that there are a lot of fillers. They're fillers. And we're going to be teaching on the statements of faith, our vision, our history, our history in Victor Arch Grand Prairie, our principles, our values. We go to all these conferences in Mighty Men of Valor, Women's Convention, Devil Don't Mess with Texas. You hear preachings, you hear me preach, you know, but what I see that is that sometimes we hear these big messages, but there's a lot of stuff that we have to know in order to kind of really live out that big message. You know, and so what we're gonna be doing through the life flow is you're gonna be fully getting, we wanna equip the church. Because like Brother Jose said, we wanna raise up leaders. I said we wanna raise up leaders. You know, the way we are going to reach the city and the way we're going to reach Treasures Out of Darkness and launch out churches is through raising up leaders. And I don't need just a bunch of excited, dangerous leaders that are just a bunch of out of control fires burning somewhere. We need solid leaders that know their stuff and know who they're stuffing. Right. That know their doctrine, amen. Right. That know their Bible. That know they know about ministry, and that's what these classes are, amen. They're gonna equip you, amen, with all the kind of like the little important stuff that you need to know as a Christian, amen. And that will help us build a strong, solid church by building strong, solid Christians. Amen. So that's what these classes are for. They're life flow, amen. And we have. There's like five different phases, really four phases, but one phase is for the newcomers. And we're all going to start on the first phase, amen, and some very good stuff, amen, and I'm excited for that. So I pray that you begin to pray about coming on Sunday nights, yes. Amen. Amen, Sunday nights at 6 p.m., amen. They're going to be a great time, amen. You don't give me this, oh, Pastor, you're getting into my nap time. Oh, you're getting into my movie time. Oh, amen. It is the Lord's day. That's amen. Right. Praise the Lord. And so, you know, the gang, they come at 5 and they have their service, but they'll be done. Amen. They have an hour service and they're going to come in here with us and we're going to be getting equipped. Amen. Getting equipped. And then it's 4 weeks on and then 2 weeks off. Amen. So you'll get to take your nap during the 2 week break. Hello, somebody. Amen. How many want to grow? Yeah. How many? Do we got any hungry Christians? Yeah. Do we have some people that want to be solid Christians? Yeah. Amen. Then you should be excited for the life flow. And then for those that finish the whole course, we're going to graduate you. Yeah. We're going to have a special graduation, a celebration. Amen. And so it's going to take a while. It's going to be a big course. Amen. Because there's five phases. So I did the math. It should take us about almost 8 months, amen, to finish all the phases, amen. And so it's going to be a great thing, amen. So I'm excited for that, amen. That's what we're going to be meeting with the leadership here tonight also at 3 p.m. We're going to be discussing all that, amen. So it's a great, great thing, amen. But I got a word in my heart. I'm trying not to be long, amen. Luke chapter 19, verse 28. Shout. Shout. Luke 19, 28 says, after Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethpage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you untying it? Say, the Lord needs it. Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owner asked them, why are you untying the colt? They replied, the Lord needs it. Amen. They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, teacher, rebuke your disciples. I tell you, he replied, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out. Father, bless the reading of your word, anointed to our hearts this morning. Remove me to the side, speak through me, Father. Lord, what a privilege and honor it is to speak your word and minister your word. Now use me as a vessel. Let every heart be attentive to your word. Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, somebody says amen. Amen. You may be seated. Often, Victory Outreach gets criticized for being too loud. We often get criticized for being too loud for Jesus. Last Saturday, somebody yelled at us for being loud on the bullhorn and testifying. We were out there doing a bullhorn rally. Come on, somebody. Walking through the apartments. Middle of the day. Come on, somebody. Huh? And then some crazy guy comes out and he starts yelling to some crazy folks from Victory Outreach. Tone that thing down. Come on, somebody. Huh? I had to tell him, just tone it down, man. I don't want to get the cops called on us today. People have come to our church and they say, y'all praise too loud. Why do y'all got to be so radical and sing loud and dance at the altar?
Come on now.
People come to our church and say, pastor, I like your church, but why do you have to yell when you preach? Because if I don't, my people will fall asleep. Hello, somebody. Huh? Listen, we have reasons for being loud. We have reasons for being loud. In verse 37, we see those reasons for being loud. See, the first reason I'm loud is because I'm a disciple.
Amen.
Huh? It says that the whole crowd of disciples were following him. These were the ones that got loud.
All right.
His disciples that were following Jesus. I'm loud because I am a disciple of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I'm loud because I'm a disciple of the greatest teacher. I'm a disciple of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I am the disciple of the maker of heaven and earth. If that don't excite you, I don't know what will excite you. I'm a follower of Christ. I'm a fan of Jesus. Do we have any Cowboys fans in the house? Oh, come on, man. That was weak, man. I said, do we have any Cowboys fans in the house? You see how they get loud? Come on now. Huh? I know we got probably got some other type of fans in the house, amen, but we won't name those fans, amen. Because they get loud too. Right? Huh? Right? If you're a fan of a football team or a baseball team, every fan gets loud for their team. Huh? How much more should we get loud because we're a follower of Jesus? How much more should we get loud because we're not ashamed? We're not ashamed that we follow Jesus Christ. We're not ashamed that Jesus is our Lord and our Savior. We're not shamed disciples. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, if you got to hide your colors, you're a sorry follower. Oh, come on, somebody. Huh? Come on. You ain't, come on now. Huh? You ain't got to hide your colors. Huh? I remember when I used to gangbang. Come on, somebody. I remember when I used to gangbang. You know, and our color was red. Amen. I was blood. Come on now. I've been delivered. You see, I'm wearing a blue tie. But I got to put some red on it. Right? And, I remember, we used to carry bandanas, a bandana. We used to flag, our flag. We called it a flag. And I used to carry a red bandana. I used to let it hang from the back of my pocket, my back pocket. Or I used to wear it on my shoulder, and I would just walk through my neighborhood, flying my colors, right?
Come on.
But can I be real? Can I confess? There are some times when I had to walk through a rival neighborhood. Oh, come on now. And you know what I did? Come on, somebody. I didn't feel like getting jumped today. Oh, some of y'all, Pastor, you're weak. Come on, man. Come clean. You know you did it too. Amen. Huh? I mean, no, you can't hide your colors. Huh? And we're loud because we're a follower of Jesus. We're loud because, listen, we're not ashamed of what Jesus did for us. We're loud because we're disciples of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Secondly, we're loud because I'm loud because I'm joyful.
Yeah.
Huh? I'm joyful. The verse in 37 says, when he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to Amen. Praise
yes.
God.
Yes, yes.
I am joyful.
Come on.
Why am I joyful? Luke chapter 10, verse 20 says, nevertheless, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice. But rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Oh, come on, that's a reason to have joy. That's a reason to be loud. Your name is written where it cannot be bitten. I'm joyful because I'm saved.
Yes.
My name is written in the Lamb's book of life.
Right.
Revelations 20 verse 15 says, and whoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
Right there, right there.
Ooh-wee, man.
Come on.
And whoever was found not to be named, his name written in it, was cast in the lake of fire. I'm happy I ain't going to the lake of fire. I said, I'm happy I ain't going to the lake of fire. I like hot showers. I do. I mean, my wife trips out on me. I'll come out of the shower and I'm have red marks because The steam just done burnt my skin. I like hot showers. Amen. That's just, you know. But you know, I mean, I don't like, there's only a point where I can only handle it. Come on, somebody. Right, right. Huh? I mean, my wife thinks I just put it on full blast, but I really don't. But I put it on enough for the restroom to get steamed up.
Come on, Pastor.
I put it hot enough where I can, when I get out, I got some red marks on my skin. Come on now. But there's a level of heat that I can't take.
That's right. Come on.
And there's a and it, listen, if you ever touch hot water, touch something hot, and it burned you and it hurt you, imagine that multiplied 100 times.
Whoa, Jesus.
Huh? That was our destination.
Yeah.
That was where we were headed, to the lake of fire. Oh, but I am joyful that God turned my destiny around. I'm joyful that I'm not headed there no more, but my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That is a reason to rejoice here this morning. That is a reason to be happy. That is a reason to be loud for Jesus. These disciples, they were excited that Jesus came to town.
Yeah.
They were rejoicing. They were screaming loud. They were praising loud. They were shouting to the top of their voice. Why? Because they were a follower and they had joy.
Amen.
The third reason is because I'm a miracle. I said, I'm a miracle. He did a miracle for me. Did he do a miracle for you? Listen, my miracle may not be your miracle. But I'm still a miracle.
That's right.
See, in other words, a miracle for me may not be a miracle for you.
Come on.
But if you had only been in my shoes. Come on, somebody. If you had only been in my shoes. An example is this. I needed deliverance from drugs. But maybe you didn't. Huh? So maybe when I testify, God delivered me from marijuana. God delivered me from coke. God delivered me from gangbanging. You just look at it and like, because you never were in gangs, you never were on drugs. You're like, well, you should have never got caught up in that in the first place.
Oh my.
And to you, it's not a miracle. But to me,
that
was in love with Mary Jane. She was my main thing. Come on, somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? And I tried to stop smoking weed, but I could not. I got headaches if I didn't have my joint in the morning. You didn't want to be around me. I was rude. I was mean. You know how some people, you can't talk to them before they have their cup of coffee? You couldn't talk to me until I had my first joint. I'm serious. You know? I would shoot you, man. But once I got that hit of THC in me, oh, I was your best friend. Come on, somebody. Huh? God delivered me. That was my miracle. What the counselors couldn't do. What the judge couldn't do. What mom or dad couldn't do. What the probation officer couldn't do. What the principal or the teacher couldn't do. What drugs couldn't do. Jesus did. He delivered me. That was my miracle. Maybe you needed a healing in your physical body.
Hello.
But I didn't. But that's your miracle.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
That's your miracle. Yeah. You know, it's funny how people don't believe in miracles until they need one.
There it is.
Uh-oh.
People don't believe in miracles until they need one. And then when they need one, oh, God, please.
That's true, though.
I think we should live an oh, God, please life. Come on, somebody, all the time.
Right.
Huh? Come on now. See, we here are a house of miracles. We are a house of miracles. We are a house that marriages have been saved. Marriages that came in on the verge of divorce, came in on the verge from falling apart, but Jesus saved our marriage. We're a house of miracles because we are a people that have been healed.
Right.
We are saints that have been delivered.
Yes.
That's why we get loud. Amen. That's why we get loud for Christ. Because we know that we're a follower, we're a disciple. We know that we have joy because we're saved. We know that Jesus has done a miracle in our life. And because of these three things, we can't help but to be excited for God. We can't help but to be excited for what God has done in our life. Now, how are we loud? There's three P's I got on how we're loud. The first P is we're loud in our praise.
Amen.
Yes. We are loud in our praise.
Amen.
Why? Because we have a reason to praise.
Come on.
We have a reason to praise. Tell you, you have a reason to praise. See, what happens is that the devil tries to muzzle our praise.
That's right.
The devil wants to muzzle your praise. He wants to muzzle your praise. He wants to put his hands over your mouth so that you do not praise God. Because praise, I want you to know something. Praise is a powerful thing.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Amen.
Praise is a power. Praise has a power to change the atmosphere around you.
Yes, it does.
Huh? Praise has the power to change your mentality and to change your hearts. You know, I got the antidote for a grumpy person.
Oh, come on
now.
Learn to praise God.
Yes.
Tell the truth, Pastor.
I know what can change a grumpy person. What can change a grumpy person is when they learn how to sing praises unto God.
Right.
I love that song. We sing praises to your name.
Come on now.
All right, man.
Oh Lord, praises to your name. It's a beautiful thing to pray. It doesn't matter if you feel like you don't have a voice. I don't have a voice. But it don't stop me. Come on, somebody. The worship team may try to stop me. Come on now. Huh? But God loves our praises. The Bible says He inhabits. He inhabits. In other words, He dwells in. He lives in.
Yes.
The praises of His people. This is why it's important that we praise God.
Yes.
This is why it's important that we praise God aloud. This is why it's important that we sing along with the songs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because God wants to hear our praise.
Amen.
And when we see in these people that were with Jesus, they couldn't help but to be loud in their praise. They couldn't be help but to be loud and be joyful in their praise as they said, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest."
Yes. Hallelujah.
Other translations say, "Hosanna."
Right.
Hosanna. A term of praise.
Yeah.
Praising, welling up inside of us. We're loud in our praise.
Right. Amen, amen.
We're loud in our praise. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Huh? We're loud in our praise. And then also, we're loud in our prayer.
Yes, amen, amen.
We are loud in our prayer, not because God can't hear us, but because we can't hear us. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing of the Word of God. But let me tell you something. I like to change it a little bit. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word prayed.
Mm.
The word prayed.
Yes.
Huh? We're loud in our prayer. And listen, sometimes what happens, listen, I can't be with you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You can't, you know, fold me up and put me in your pocket. Man, Pastor, man, I like coming because every Sunday, man, you fire me up. I love your preaching.
Amen. Yes.
Like, I wish I could just fold you up and put you in my pocket so you can go with me into Monday, into Tuesday, and just preach to me every day.
Come on.
But I'm not that small. You can't fold me up and put me in your pocket.
Come on now.
You can listen to me on Podbean and on YouTube if you want. Come on,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah.
Messages are on there. Amen.
Yeah.
That's a good tool. But let me tell you something. You can't always live with your earphones in your ears.
Amen. That's right.
You know what? You're going to have to learn how to praise out loud and pray out loud on Monday and on Tuesday and on Wednesday and on Thursday and on Friday and on Saturday. And when you come here on Sunday, you come here and you pray out loud and you praise out loud. And you got to learn to pray the Word. Listen, faith comes by hearing and hearing of the Word of God. Sometimes what you got to do, matter of fact, all the time, you got to pray the Word of God. You got to pray the word of God over your life. You got to pray in the morning, God, I put on the full armor of God. Right now, I put on the helmet of salvation. Right now, I put on the belt of truth. Right now, God, help me to be truthful today. Help me not to tell a lie today. Because when I wasn't saved, I was a liar, liar. My pants were on fire. Oh, but I don't want to burn no more. So help me to be honest. Help me to be a man of integrity. So let me put on the belt of truth today. Help me to put on the helmet of salvation. Because the devil always tips me and he lies to me and says, you're not saved because you acted like this. Look what you did to her. Look what you did to him. You're not a Christian. Christians don't act like that. Oh, but when you pray, God, I put on the helmet of salvation right now. It blocks all the lies of the enemy. Sometimes you gotta pray the word of God. Today, God, I'm gonna put on the breastplate of righteousness. God, I don't stand in my own righteousness, because all my righteousness, the Bible says, is as filthy rags. But God, I stand on your righteousness. The blood of Jesus makes me righteous. Nothing that I do, everything that you have done. You gotta learn to pray the word. You see what it does?
Yes.
See, just you by hearing me, it's like, whoa, get you all hyped up. You got to learn to pray like that on your own on Monday. You got to learn to pray out loud on Monday the word of God over your life. It's not that God can't hear you. Sometimes you got to hear yourself. You got to hear the promises of God out loud. Oh, am I helping somebody this morning? I ain't helping you, I'm helping me. Come on, somebody. Huh? Yeah, we praise out loud and we pray out loud.
Yeah.
Huh? We shout unto the Lord. Huh? With the voice of triumph.
Yes.
And then thirdly, we gotta preach out loud. We preach loud. I know I preach loud.
Come on.
Huh? Why? So that the world can hear us.
Yes.
I said, so that the world can hear us. Huh? I should have told that guy that yelled at us. He said, you woke me up. I was supposed to wake you up. Come on, somebody. Wake up, you that slumbereth. I'm glad I woke you up. That was the whole purpose of the bullhorn. Come on, somebody. We preach out loud because we want the world to hear us. Victory Outreach, the world is our audience and Grand Prairie is our pulpits. I said the world is our audience and Grand Prairie is our pulpit. We have an international vision. We got a worldwide mission. And yes, it may just be a few of us here, but we got a big vision to preach to the world. This is why we need loud preachers. We need people that are not ashamed, that are not shy, to testify and to tell what Jesus has done for them, what Jesus is doing for them. We cannot be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for all mankind, for the cartels, for the bloods, for the Crips, for the meth head, for the prostitute, for your son, for your daughter, for your nephew, for your cousin, for your mom and your dad. It is the power of salvation. We preach loud so that the world can hear us. The piano player can come up. In verse 40, it says, I tell you, he replied, if they keep quiet, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out. The stones will cry out. It is for the benefit of the world that we shout. It is for the benefit of the world that we're loud. Because as soon as the church is quiet, strange things will begin to take place. something strange in the neighborhood. Let me tell you something. If we don't preach, creation will. If we don't praise, creation will. God will get the message to the world one way or another. But in His mercy, He has chosen us, the church, to do it. In His mercy, God has raised up the church to be the preachers. God has raised up the church to be loud in His mercy. Huh? You know, the children of Israel at first, you know, at first they were hating on Moses because God chose Moses to be His representative on earth. And Moses would go to the mountaintop to get the word from God and bring it down to the children of Israel. And some of them will begin to kind of get jealous, like, well, who is Moses? Why did God choose Moses? And you know what God did? He said, okay, you want me to speak to you? One day He spoke to them like thunder from heaven, the Bible says. And the Bible says they fell to the ground trembling in fear. And they said, Moses, Moses, you talk to us. You go up there and let God talk to you. You just come down here and tell us what He said. Amen. They were God afraid of the voice of God. And so it is today. God has raised up the church to be His representative. So that we could speak to the world that there's a God that loves them. See, sometimes God uses things in our lives to speak to us. Sometimes He has to use circumstances to speak to us. Because we've been turning a deaf ear to the preacher man, to the Christian, to the church. Oh, come on, somebody. There's people that left, they leave the church because, oh man, God's speaking to me. But I don't like what He's saying. They're going to hear one way or another. And it may be, listen, that God's going to have to use the stones. Oh, you, come on, somebody. See, if they keep quiet, they is us. If we praise, pray, preach loud, then maybe God won't have to use the stones to cry out. A stone are those hard things, those rough things that hurt when they're thrown at us. I remember God throwing a stone at me. Has God ever thrown a stone at you? God threw a stone at me to save me. He threw the stone of the DPD. Come on, somebody. He threw a stone of TDC. Threw a stone to get my attention. Because I didn't want to go to church. I didn't want to hear the Christian. I didn't want to hear the preacher. I didn't want to hear nobody. So God had to get a stone. Like David. Come on, somebody. Because I was acting like a Goliath. Jesus told the Pharisees, if they keep quiet, these stones will begin to shout out. If they keep quiet, if the church keeps quiet, listen, church. I would much rather God use the church to reach my loved ones and to reach the world than Him having to use the stones of life to reach them. Are you hearing me? I would much rather God use you to reach my loved one. I would much rather God use us to reach the world than for him have to summon the stones and for the stones to start rising up from the ground and start tossing them at people. And wake up you sleeper, wake up you slumber. Here, take a little bit of this and take a little bit of that, because nothing else is getting your attention. Maybe a hard stone will, maybe a rough place will, since nothing else is safe, since everybody else wants to be quiet, since the church doesn't want to preach, since the church doesn't want to pray, since the church wants to be all conservative. God has to use the stones. Well, why don't you be that stone?
Wow.
Why don't you be that voice?
Amen.
That God uses to praise out loud, to pray out loud, to preach out loud, so that God doesn't have to use the stones. Be loud for Jesus.
Yes.
Be loud for Jesus. Be loud. Live out loud, LOL. Shout for God. Doesn't matter. Don't let the devil muzzle your praise.
Amen.
Don't let him muzzle your praise. Don't let him muzzle your prayer. Don't let him muzzle your preaching. That's what he wants to do. He wants to muzzle it. But God has called us to live out loud.
That's good.
To shout. Can you shout with me this morning?
Amen.
Stand to your feet. I want you to give him a shout of praise right now.
Amen.
Come on. One more. 1, 2, 3, give him a shout of praise.
Amen.
Come on, somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, come on, right there where you're at. Just make a commitment that you're gonna live out loud. You're gonna have a well for God. You're gonna live out loud for Jesus. You're not gonna let the devil stop your praise. You're not gonna let him stop your prayer. You're not gonna let him stop your preaching. We got some preachers in the house. Like I said on Friday, your pain. God is gonna turn your pain into your pulpit. He's going to turn your pain into your pulpit, through your preaching, through your testimony. If you say, you know what, Pastor, I'm going to shout for the Lord. I'm going to live out loud for Jesus. And at this altar cross for you, I want you to come get out of your seat. If you say, I'm going to be a Christian, then I'm going to live out loud. I'm not going to let nothing hold me back. I'm not going to let the devil muzzle my praise, or muzzle my prayer, or muzzle my preaching. But I declare today that I am going to stand for the things of God. Come hell or high water, I don't care what they think about me. I don't care if they tell me to be quiet. I don't care if they tell me, sit down. I'm going to preach. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pay. Oh, hallelujah. body, you need a healing in your body, I want you to lift your hands. If you need a healing in your body, just lift your hands. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray a prayer of healing. Only if you're sick. Only if you're sick. If you're not sick, then don't raise your hand. But if you're sick, you have a sickness in your body, I want you to lift your hands. Lift your hands. If you're not sick, if you're not sick, then I want you to lay hands on them. If you're not sick, I want you to go lay hands on them. But if you're sick, then lift your hands. For those that are not sick, go out and lay hands on them. Hallelujah. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray right now for healing. We pray, God, right now that you would heal. Father, in the name of Jesus, by your stripes, we are healed. Father, I pray right now, whatever sickness, whatever disease, whatever ailment in their body, whether it be a common cold, whether it be a disease, cancer, we rebuke cancer in the name of Jesus. Stomach problems, we rebuke them in the name of Jesus. Liver problems, we rebuke them in the name of Jesus. Healing in Jesus' name. Lord, right now, any pain in any back, in any knee, in any leg, in any ligaments, Lord, take away the pain, Father. You are the God that healeth us. You are the God that healeth me. You are the great physician. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever, God. Right now, we pray healing in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Don't forget those in their chairs, leaders. Don't pray for those in their chairs. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, you are more than able. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Dr. Jesus. Oh, thank them right now. Begin to thank them for your healing. Begin to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for touching me. Thank you for healing me. Shatarabayata. Oh, yes, that's it. Walk in your miracle. Thank the Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Sickness flees in the name of Jesus. Pain. Praising God through it all, even in the good, even in the bad times, But today, God's going to heal you of that. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if that's you, you say, you know what? I've been depressed lately. I want you to lift your hands. Lift your hands. Come on, there's no shame between you and God. Lift them high, don't be ashamed, God's going to touch you. I want you to pray for them. If you got the victory, I want you to pray for them. Go around, pray for them. Pray for them. Don't forget the people in the chairs. The Word of God says He's going to give you the garment of praise. For the garment of oppression and depression. You got to trade in that garment. This morning you got to trade in that garment. We're going to pray for you, but you got to make a conscious decision to trade in the garment of oppression and depression and to replace it with the garment of praise and thanksgiving. I want you to begin to pray for the church. We're going to pray according to that word. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, we rebuke depression in Jesus' name. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we come against that spirit of vexation. We come against that spirit that would come upon King Saul. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come against it, God, by the power of the blood of your name. Lord, we pray for victory in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for a spirit of praise, a spirit of thanksgiving to begin to well up. Begin to well up inside of us. Oh, yes, God. Lord, let the spirit of praise and thanksgiving begin to well up. Let it begin to well up through eternal life. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, let that spirit of depression and oppression Saved. In the name of Jesus. Amen. give the Lord some praise. Praise the Lord. We're going to call an usher up. Amen. Today, we're going to pick up a second offering. Amen. And I want you to pull something special out. Amen. Can we give God a second offering? I said, can we give God a second offering? Praise the Lord. Amen. And I want you to pull something generous out. Amen. If you want to give it to Square, you can come give it to Square. Amen. But I want to give something special to the Lord. This is why. Because listen, we're going to celebrate Easter next weekend. Resurrection Sunday. Amen. And I believe that we should give something extra during this Passion Week. Amen. Next week we won't do this because we're going to have a lot of visitors. But I feel that as a church, we should give something extra because of what he did for us on the cross. Just let this be a commemorating offering for what he did for us. Can you do that, Movement Victory Outreach? Why don't you pull something special out, amen. Write a check, amen. Give something special, amen. Praise the Lord. Let's give to the Lord. You can give with a square if you like, amen. When you're ready to give, come give to the Lord. All the life group leaders, we'll see you here at the church for a special meeting. Amen. Praise the Lord. The gang meets tonight at 5. Amen. They'll have their gang service. Amen. Get plugged into your life group. Amen. And we'll see you throughout the week. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you. We love you. We dismiss from this place, never from your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You are dismissed this morning.